Okay, as I mentioned before, I'm Dr. Yan. I could not come to here, so I'm trying to fit his shoes. But you can see the title is Big Shoes to Fill. When I look at his PowerPoint, I'm thinking it's better to not talk his PowerPoint because I kind of likelihood to skew his idea to get it. Miss something is very likely because if I can understand the PowerPoint is 60%, it's not bad, right? 60%. But what he meant to put on the PowerPoint probably, he meant like 80%. So what are you getting information under 50%? So if I miss something, I apologize, okay? First I will try to understand what he did. Usually we talk about a statistical analysis, statistical estimation based on the two different conditions, the binary one. We're using those two regression. But this is a very common way. But EMI and other colleagues extended this idea to the continuous treatments. Then Dr. Yang and his colleagues say, if the continuous or if arbitrary treatment conditions, there's it's kind of infinite number of parameters to categorize this treatment condition. You never know if the treatment condition, if you see each individual value as a dimension, it will be infinite, could be infinite number of parameters to categorize the treatment condition. So he kind of idea we could reduce, is there any way to reduce the number of parameters to categorize the treatment condition? Okay. Now how to reduce? Use two ways to reduce. So one is to try to use the model try to categorize the treatment condition, reduce the dimension, these parameters. Or in the causal model, okay, kind of a causal model allow us to reduce the number of parameters in the causal model. Let's try to understand whether it's correct or not. Okay. So then he's trying to find what's the sufficient set of these parameters, okay, allow us to do a good job to estimate treatment effect. Okay, for treatment conditions, and not just any continuous, could be follow normal distribution, could be multiple levels, okay, means multiple levels of treatment conditions, or any. As long as you have a set of parameters to categorize the treatment conditions, okay, then this pretty score can come in to do the job. Okay, this is a basic idea. Okay. Let's look at the PowerPoint one by one. Okay, I may skip some because of the time limit, because I have things more to talk about this PowerPoint. Okay, so the first bullet idea is this is the general idea about the Provincial Score. The EMA and the other colleagues have extended this idea to the continuous. Finite dimensional probability scores. Okay, so for continuous treatment, it could be infinite number of dimensions to categorize. So there's two ways. There's parametric model for treatment reduce the number of dimensions, or use the causal model. Okay, so that's some symbols to define these symbols. Here is the function of this treatment. Treatment function, A, and then also given X, this is a parameter to categorize the treatment conditions. If this treatment this is a categorization with the parameters can be separated two sets, one is dependent on X covariates, one is independent of X, so this is a way to reduce the dimension of these parameters for categorizing the treatment conditions. So this is called, they call it propensity parameter. That's a set of parameters. Okay, So there's some examples for binary in general. Okay, this is 010 and binary. Distribution that we normally see. This is the probability score, and treatment condition equal to 1, given covariance, that's the probability. Okay, that's the parameter to categorize the probability score. The others, there's no other parameter to need to be here, so that's the empty cell. Okay, empty set. So if I have multiple levels, that's the product of the probability, then also there's empty set for the parameters to be independent. All these parameters are dependent on X, so this is the whole set is the parameter dependent on X. Also, they give some linear combination. This could be the ratio of these conditions, could be linear combination, it's a linear function of the condition, covariance. Okay. So now if the linear combination, we can separate these parameters are independent of the covariance. So this is the all intercepts. Okay. If a normal distribution, then every parameter is dependent on X. So the R is the subset of the parameters dependent on covariance X. Then no other parameter is independent of X. So if the variance is not X, then the variance is the parameter independent of the X. If the model is a bivariate situation, then we have five. Okay, five parameters that depend on X. Then, of course, if the sum of those constant does not depend on X, then will be in the this category. Okay. For potential outcomes, with all these potential outcomes, there is all set of all potential outcomes. It's one outcome, it's all outcomes together. Then the treatment means the contrast, to compare the potential outcomes for two possible outcomes. Okay. Actually, I mentioned a little bit before in my presentation, this ignorability. So if the independence is the y dependent on independent of this treatment condition given X, also independent depend on given probability score. Actually, depend on this given this probability score parameter. So reduce the try to reduce this set to the manageable number of parameters to work on. So here the structure model means this is effect. Okay, effect. So if this is the assumption, this is the assumption. If no treatment, all no parameter for probability score, then treatment should be the effect should be zero. Then how to get an unbiased estimation for the treatment effect. Here, this equation should depend on this first order derivative. Okay, so the first order derivative is linear, then that's the equivalent to the regular least square regression. Okay, so this is the come up with theorem. So it depends on the first derivative. If the want to get unbiased estimation, then the probability should be linear. Okay, not linear, the first derivative. Okay, so we can categorize the first derivative, and then we'll get an unbiased estimate. Okay. So they have example if the normal distribution. Then this is the causal model. The first derivative is A, the expected is this one. So control here says control for mean. It's good. The mean of the mean of this critical condition. That would be good enough. Here says we need to control balls. Okay, if the square is kind of control for balls. Not just mean, also the variance. For a structure model like this, they also say, how about not just the critical condition, also add some covariance in the causal model. So kind of extension. I'm going to skip this. Okay, just for the time. Present an example. Okay, example here. I'm not going to talk about more, just to say here, the graph. Okay, a picture was 1,000 words, right? So this is unadjusted. Okay, unadjusted. So adjusted for multivariate, just put a covariance, everything there, so adjusted, or only adjusted for mean and the variance. Mean and the variance kind of scarce, the third level, third order moment. So if just the control for trilateral condition, no covariance in the model to be controlled for the causal model, then all the adjustments are the same. This is the one conclusion. But if there you should control for some covariance, okay, then QSS not good enough. Okay, if we just control for the parameters for the probability score, not good enough, because this is the unadjusted. This is unadjusted here. It's only control for probability score. Okay, but this one is the fully adjusted, multiple adjusted. This is the 9. This adjusts the probability score and a covariate. Okay. So the conclusion. Okay, we just mentioned. So if they just treatment in the model, then we're good enough. We just need treatment, control for treatment. Then we need to control for baseline covariance, and not good enough. We need to control for probability score parameter, mean standardizations, mean variance, also third level. So the moment related to skills, and also needed to adjust the covariance. So this is kind of their presentation. Okay? Whether it's correct or not, I don't know. So the doctor has long give some more insight on this presentation.
Right.
Okay.